Southeast Asia has one of the largest Islamic populations outside the Middle East. Many Muslims in this part of the world are keenly watching the U.S. presidential race, wondering if there will be a change in U.S. policy if there is a change in leadership. If Baibon Sangid, a leader of a group of young Muslim professionals in the Philippines, could cast a vote in the U.S. presidential elections, she says she would not vote for President Bush.
As far as I'm concerned, I do not want to see him in the office a minute longer.
She says the Bush administration has only brought war to the Muslim world. Malaysia's outspoken former Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad is urging Muslim Americans to back Democratic Party Senator John Kerry because he says President Bush is the cause of tragedies across the Muslim world. Southeast Asia is home to hundreds of millions of moderate followers of Islam, but the war on terrorism centered in Afghanistan and Iraq left a level of antagonism among Muslims against the Bush administration's policy. Many Muslims, like Ms. Sangid, perceive the Bush administration's response to the September 11 terror attacks on the United States, committed by Muslim extremists, to be biased against Islam. This attitude persists despite numerous assurances from the Republican president that the anti-terror campaign is not an attack on Islam or religion of any kind. Nowhere is this attitude more evident than in Indonesia, which has the world's largest Muslim population. A survey by the U.S.-based Pew Research Center shows that in 1999, 75% of Indonesians had a favorable view of the United States, but that has plummeted to just 15% after the war in Iraq. 69% of the respondents blamed the problem on President Bush. Endro Dwi Hatmanto is the director of the American Corner at Muhammadiyah University in Yogyakarta, Indonesia. He says some people there want to see the next U.S. president strengthen ties between the United States and Muslim societies.
They told that the New World Order should be done in a fair way, not to jeopardize the positions of the Muslims in the world by, for example, choosing the issue of terrorism to discredit the Muslim society. And this is which has been perceived by Muslims in Indonesia in general, that the Bush policy is not quite fair toward the Muslims.
Republican President Bush and his Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry, have both vowed to win the war on terrorism. Senator Kerry says, if elected, he wants to widen international support, including the Muslim world, for the U.S.-led war on terrorism. Meanwhile, President Bush is promising that the United States will remain tough against terrorists by confronting them overseas before they hit America. He says America will continue to spread freedom and democracy around the world like it did in Iraq and Afghanistan. Mr. Endro says Muslims in his part of Southeast Asia want democracy, but they want respect too.
Some Muslims in Indonesia arrive at certain agreement that we have to foster the democracy, we have to respect other people, and it should be given examples by the United States as the leader of democracy in the world. If the United States gives the good examples, not holding the double standard, I think the Muslim society will be more cooperative with the United States.
Professor Julkipli Wadi at the Islamic Institute of the University of the Philippines says neither of the candidates is expected to make considerable changes in U.S. foreign policy, especially on the issue of the Palestinian conflict, a source of discontent among Muslims around the world. Mr. Wadi says the only difference is that Senator Kerry seems more careful in dealing with Muslim issues.
In the first place, Bush has stigma 9/11. There is the psychology of vengeance in his mind. In a choice between two evils, Kerry would represent the lesser one.
An informal internet poll by Singapore-based broadcaster Channel News Asia shows some 66% of respondents say they would prefer a Kerry administration. A similar poll by Malaysian news website Malaysia Kini shows 60% would vote for Senator Kerry if given the chance. Although the elections are thousands of kilometers away, Southeast Asia's Muslims appear to be hoping that their concerns would find a way to the American ballot. Hedda Baron, VOA News, Hong Kong.